This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Tuesday in Khartoum with Sudanese Sovereign Council Chair General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan as the Trump administration pushes for Arab nations to normalize ties with Israel. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas said in a statement that two leaders discussed the continuing deepening of the Israel-Sudan bilateral relationship. Ortegas said they also discussed the importance of the military's continued support for the civilian-led transitional government and Sudan's path toward democracy. Pompeo's schedule included a meeting with Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok. Hamdok became prime minister last August after the military ousted President Omar al-Bashir following months of mounting protests against his 30-year rule. Pompeo began his trip Monday in Israel, where he said the United States will ensure Israel's military advantage in the Middle East under any potential U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates. Washington helped broker the Israel-UAE deal earlier this month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the agreement heralds a new era for the region. But Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal is a betrayal of Palestinians. The Israel-UAE deal to normalize relations is seen as breaking a tradition among most Arab countries not to make peace with Israel until Israel and the Palestinians make peace. The president of the UN Security Council said Tuesday there's no consensus for restoring international sanctions on Iran in the 15-member council and that he would take no further action on a U.S. demand to reimpose those sanctions. Secretary Pompeo requested the restoration of sanctions last week. You're listening to VOA News.